Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Success Circle Business Accelerator call. I want to welcome everyone. I know you're all coming on the phone right now to listen to how to grow your influence. So you're in for a treat. Before we get started, I just have a couple of announcements. Again, this is Lisa Minini. I want to welcome everybody to today's call. This is going to be a lot of fun. Just as a reminder for those of you that are brand new, this is the Business Accelerator call, and the purpose of today's call is to look at a different element of the entrepreneurial ed system, to dive deeper into a different area of it, and today is all about growing your influence, and I have a very special guest who I'll interview and introduce in just a minute. Before we get started, I just want to remind everybody we are recording this call, and we will be sending you the CD in the mail. And, of course, the recording is also available in the audio library of the Success Circle. I also want to have a couple of reminders that the Wired to Win program, Your Path to Passion, Purpose, and Profit, is going to be launching. This is a teleseries, and it will be launching June 26th to the 28th. You can register for that. There's a link in the latest newsletter, as well as on the website under virtual events. So that's one way that you can register, and make sure that you take a look at the e-zine, because there's a nice little coupon code in there that you'll want to use. The Wired to Win program is all about understanding how you are naturally hardwired. You'll get your own report. It'll be really cool. We'll walk through discovering your purpose and your passion and putting that all together and aligning your business model to how you are naturally hardwired, how you naturally execute. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's a teleseries, so you can tap into it from anywhere you're at. Also, I want to give you a heads up that there is also the teleseries for how to self-publish your book and achieve bestseller status with the Bestseller Profit System. Again, that's a teleseminar series going to be held on August 28th through the 30th. You also want to take a look in the latest e-zine, because there's a nice little coupon code in there for half off the early bird registration. So the entire course is $14.97. Early bird is $9.97. You can get half off the $9.97 with that coupon code. So take advantage of that while you can, because that goes away on August 3rd. So I wanted to give you a heads up about that. And I know many of you are still coming on, so welcome everybody. You are on the Business Accelerator call if you just joined us, and we're going to get started. Today's topic is about mastering your influence. And today you're going to discover how influencers think and the habits they follow, including the unspoken rule book they play by. We'll also talk about the top 10 mistakes to avoid when dealing with influential people as you grow your network, key things you need to know to get past gatekeepers and meeting influencers, how to build a golden Rolodex of those top influencers in your industry who are really eager to promote you and recommend you. That's always great when you get other people promoting and recommending you. And how to get top influencers in your industry dying to be in relationship with you and wanting you in their Rolodex. Doesn't it sound great? Well, I've got a wonderful guest who is not only just a stellar person, but she is a personal friend of mine, Teresa DeGrobois. And Teresa teaches corporations and entrepreneurs how to create massively successful word-of-mouth campaigns by tapping into top leaders, promoters, networkers, and even influencers in your own industry. She has used word-of-mouth epidemics to take three of her own books to bestseller status, and has had 100% success rate with those she has mentored using the same process. Teresa teaches business and marketing courses, and heads the International Evolutionary Business Council of Speakers and Influencers dedicated to teaching the principles of success. And she's a personal friend and a resource that I draw on. And as a personal favor to everyone who is on the call and all the Success Circle members, she's also agreed to share two of her 14 most effective strategies to use to build viral word-of-mouth campaigns. She's going to share how to build a personal reach of over a million or less that in less than a year, rather. How to build that golden Rolodex of top influencers in your industry. And before we're done, those of you that want more support in this area, I'll make sure you have more information on how to get more of Teresa, and because I always get requests and from listeners who really want to master this topic. So Teresa, I want to welcome you to the Success Circle. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's great to be here, Lisa. I just love being on this call with you. You know, some of the listeners might not know how good friends Lisa and I are. Last time Lisa was in Calgary, she stayed at my house, and over a cup of tea, we brainstormed all these great ideas to what to do with this big eyesore hole in my yard that used to be a greenhouse. So if you want to see, have some fun, go look at my Facebook page, and you'll see some wonderful photos of my garden on there.
You know, that was a lot of fun.
Lisa Menini from Detroit Design. Yeah. You know, beautiful Calgary garden ordered all the way from the U.S.
Well, that's actually a favorite passion of mine. You know, we talk about passion. Well, that's my passion. I listen to every HGTV.
Yeah. And I'm getting more comments on it. It's just beautiful, Lisa. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, it's inviting, and I can't wait to come back. So, let's dig right in, because I know people are really interested in knowing more about this. Can you just first, though, Teresa, just take a couple of minutes, though, to share your thoughts on what really allowed you to realize your current level of success and abundance?
Oh, I love that question. You know, I think for me, it was really about, you know, finding my purpose and just living my passion. You know, mm-hmm. So many people just put their time in life. They work to live. They don't really live to work, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an inauthenticity to that. People don't respond to you in the same way when you're doing something just for the money. So when you really get aligned with where your heart's at and really start doing the things that really crank your passion up, mm-hmm. You'll find success comes to you a lot more easily, and that was definitely the case for me.
Mm. Now, I interview people on my Navigating Change radio show. I've noticed that those influencers have a lot of things and special mindsets and thoughts that they have about success and how they've achieved their success. But what would you say is one thing that people who achieve enormous influence and success know that other people don't?
Well, you know, when I look at influencers, and I actually study them and interview them on a routine basis because, you know, this really is my passion. The one thing that they all have in common is they're all masters of relationships, you know. Mm-hmm. And I love to talk about, you know how in business we always talk about how much physical capital do you have and how much mm-hmm. intellectual capital do you have?
Yeah.
Well, I actually think the more important thing in business is how much relationship capital do you have?
Mm-hmm.
I'm making up a new term.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
And really, you know, there's two types of relationship capital that becomes really important to your business, right? It's, you know, there's the relationships you have with the people who would be your customers, your following, you know, the people who rely on you for service or advice. But there's a second type of relationship capital that a lot of people ignore, and it's actually sometimes equally, if not more important, and that's what are your relationship with the influential people in your industry?
Mm.
Because when you're in relationship with the influencers, everything gets easy in your business. I always love Shonda Perrin's quote on this. Shawn's another good friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
She always says, it's not who you know, it's who knows you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So do influential people know, like, and trust you to the level that they'd spread positive word of mouth about you? That's really what it all comes down to.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think this is an important question, but, okay, what's the secret behind those who are successfully generating recognition and promotion of their business and work?
Well, you know, I love it that you call it a secret, because it is, you can actually learn it. Like, it is a secret for how to become influential. And, you know, I mean, that sounds so grandiose to call it a secret, but it's really nothing more than a series of routine habits that you develop over time and learning, you know, kind of the unspoken rule book of how that industry works. You know, and I think most people are aware of this. Every industry, every you know, group of people anywhere in the world is going to have a certain way of being, a certain etiquette about how that group functions. And if you get the rules and you get the etiquette, then you show up like you don't know what you're doing. And if you don't, you know, to quote Shonda Perrin again, you
mm-hmm.
show up weird.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just important to think about. You know, one of the things that we often don't get present to is how rapidly the world has shifted in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You know? Facebook, think about it, is less than 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we take stuff for granted so rapidly. You know, the iPhone and the iPad became passé as quickly as they became popular.
Yeah.
And you know, we've got quantumly different opportunities than we did a decade ago. The world is just on the verge of exploding, and influencers get this. Influencers keep up with the new trends, the new ways of connecting, the new ways of communicating, the new ways of relationship building, because ultimately your influence is about your relationship with others.
Mm-hmm. And I've noticed too, Teresa, and I've had to learn this on my own and see people continue to make this mistake over and over, is they'll get on these platforms that are relationship-based, you know, Facebook relationship-based, and then they'll try to use old-style techniques on a new platform.
Oh, yeah, I'm rolling my eyes. You know, yeah, because, you know, 30 years ago, push selling was what it was all about. You know, mm-hmm. buy this now, buy that.
Right, right.
You know, it's true. People are just so sick of that stuff. They just don't want it, you know.
Right.
They want to have relationships with people that are authentic and real and that they really trust and that they know would only recommend stuff that they really love.
Right, right. Now, you talk about those habits. You talk about habits that people who are consistently good at generating influence exhibit. So what are some of those habits that you can share with my audience?
Okay, well, the first and foremost one, and this one is so foundational, and, you know, some of you might think of this as cliche, and they would say, huh, I've heard that a million times.
Mm.
But I'm going to bet, even though you've heard it a million times, you probably aren't doing it. So the number one thing that influencers do is they do something of high value to people.
Mm-hmm.
They solve a big, big problem for other people. Like, think about it for a minute, what it would take for a 28-year-old fresh out of Bible college to become a global iconic figure. Because mm-hmm. that's how old Martin Luther King was when he mm-hmm. became the global icon that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he do? He stood in the biggest problem going on the planet
mm-hmm.
at the time. And he did it so passionately and so authentically and so courageously that, you know, people couldn't help but stand up and take notice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people, you know, if you think about what's the biggest problem you've ever experienced in your life, you know, often that's the problem you'll be most successful at solving for other people. Bill Bartman's a great example of that. You know, he built a $1 billion company solving the problem of helping people who were having their homes foreclosed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he chose that problem to solve because he had had his home foreclosed on him, and he knew how humiliating and horrific an experience that was.
Mm-hmm.
So he came up with a business model that allowed him to get in between the banks and the people who were having their homes foreclosed on. He bought the loans at hugely discounted rates from the banks, and then let the people pay the loans back at a discounted rate plus a small margin of profit for Bill, and became a billionaire doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The people who, you know, he was helping were so grateful because they got to keep their homes, they got to keep their credit rating, they got huge amounts of their loans written off, and Bill made a, you know, more than $1 billion company
mm-hmm.
in the process.
Right.
So, you know, a big part of it is the thing people love more than anything is when you put them first. So the more people feel supported by you, the more they will value what you offer. So, you know, really think about that. Are you solving a really big problem for people, and do they really feel valued by what you're doing?
Mm-hmm. And do you know what the problem is that you're trying to solve? I mean, is it really the problem you're trying to solve? Because
exactly.
a lot of times people think they know what their market is, but they don't know.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of guess. What are some other habits?
You know, I think another big one to become really influential is that you need to get into a relationship with other influencers. So, you know, if you think about it, influence is not something you can ever give to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can only ever receive it from others, and then they can give it back to you, or you can give it back to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, you know, to put that succinctly, you can't make yourself famous. you know, unless you're the guy who wants to strip naked at the Portland airport to protest airport security, you know. And nobody can remember his name. They just remember there was this guy who stripped naked at the Portland airport, and he was famous for 15 minutes, right?
Right.
And you know, I want to draw a distinction here, because there's a difference between influence and fame, right? Fame is a lot of people know you. Influence is a lot of people know, like, and trust you, right? So fame would be Britney Spears, Kim Kardashian. Influence, Gandhi, Martin Luther King, right?
Great.
So I actually have an exercise I love to do on this one. Do you mind if I do a quick exercise?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So actually, I just get everybody to quickly pull out a pen and a piece of paper. And I want you to write your top five list. What's your top list of the dream influencers in your industry or your niche market? Like, so whatever it is that you feel you're in, I want you to write a list of five names. Now, I'm willing to bet that everybody's going to have Oprah Winfrey on that list. So go ahead and write down Oprah Winfrey. And then I want you to think about, you know, who else would be really influential. Maybe there's somebody who's the editor of a trade magazine in your industry, or maybe there's somebody locally in your community that runs a meetup group, or maybe it's somebody who hosts an annual conference on the topic that would be relevant to whatever it is your business does. But just generate five names, and then I want you to number those 1 to 5. And I'm going to suggest, for the purpose of this exercise, cross Oprah off for a minute. And it's because Oprah's like Mount Everest, right? Mm-hmm. And it's great for everybody to aspire to being on Oprah, but you got to learn to mountain climb before you're on Oprah. So just for the purpose of this exercise, it's not that I want you to not consider Oprah, but in the purpose of this exercise, I want you to number that list with the easiest for you to connect with as number one and the toughest for you to connect with as number four or number five, depending on how many names you wrote down. Mm-hmm. And the idea here would be that the easier one would be, you could imagine that if you don't know them personally, you probably know someone who knows them and you could easily get an introduction to them,
right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to think for a minute, what would endorsement by the top person on that list mean for your business? Like, in terms of cash flow, what would endorsement by that top person mean for you? And, you know, I've had all kinds of answers given to me from my students on this one. Mm-hmm. Usually if they're a service provider, they're like, well, if the top person endorsed me, my business would be full. Like, mm-hmm. I'd be working 40 hours a week. So the number they would write down, it'd be something like $30,000 or $40,000, because it would be whatever the capacity of their business is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if their business isn't constrained by their own time, then, you know, I've had students write numbers down like $2 million, $6 million, $10 million, because if a top influencer in your industry is endorsing you,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, sky's the limit on how much money you can make, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the thing that I really want to get your listeners present to. You know, those of you listening, getting to the top name on the list is nothing more than building relationship with the easier names on the list and working your way up the list.
Mm-hmm.
Because influencers know influencers, and they will connect you with other influencers once they get to know, like, and trust you. It really is that simple.
That's great. That is just important advice. And I think a lot of times people look at it as such a unrealistic or something that they couldn't possibly attain. This makes it easy.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's just a matter of understanding, you know, what's that rule book of, you know, how do I get past the gatekeepers and start having these influencers take me seriously, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Now, Teresa, earlier you said, you talked about giving high value and solving big problems. So let's talk about kind of deciding on what to focus on. So how do you find the giant thing that's of great value to other people? What would you say?
Oh, I love that question. You know, usually it's some magical combination of what's the biggest problem you've ever experienced in your life and what are you really good at doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for example, if you're a survivor of cancer, for you to work on something that's relevant to cancer and apply what your great skills are, and bring those powerfully together, that's where you will find your niche market is going to be strongest for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I, you know, I really want to emphasize here, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I've got to pick that perfect thing and get it right, or there's no point in even starting. And, you know, I love how Jennifer Huff talks about this. She says, you know, if you're not sure exactly what you should be doing toward your dream, then just lean in. You know, I love that quote, lean in.
Yeah, I like
you know,
that.
Because it's a lot like trying on coats at your local department store. I always want to say Winners because we have Winners here in Canada, but you don't have Winners in the States. What is it, Ross down there? You go to the Ross store, you try on a coat, and the trying on of the coat helps you decide whether or not what you like in a coat, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So find something that you think might be close that would be significant problem to other people and lean in, you know, give it a shot. Dabble in doing it for a little while, and that will help you know whether it fits. Because you can always take the coat back off and change. You know, the biggest mistake I see people making in this regard is they have this notion that I'll just practice at business. You know, I'll pick something that's just for the purpose of making money, and I'll do this little quick win.
Yeah.
And then somewhere down the road, I'll do something that's really important to me and really important to other people once I've practiced at business for a little while. And the reality is if you're doing something nobody cares about, nobody's going to buy anything from you.
Right. And if you don't care about it and aren't really passionate about it, people are going to pick up on that too.
Absolutely. I think that's the core of inauthenticity, right?
Yeah.
You can tell when somebody's doing something they don't really love. It lands inauthentic. So why wouldn't people be able to tell when you're doing something you don't love and you're just in it for the money?
Right, right. And so now, so you're going to focus on the thing that you're passionate about. And so what is that routine habit or principle that people need to become influential, in your opinion?
Well, you know, let's focus a minute on, you know, some really foundational principles, because we talked about you got to get in relationship with key influencers, right? So probably one of the most keys is avoiding, you know, and I love the way Shonda Perrin talks about this, but avoiding showing up weird when you're starting out, right? See, one of the biggest mistakes I see people make is they meet an influencer and they get all excited. Like maybe they're at a networking event.
Yeah.
Oh, there's this great speaker on stage and they're so influential in their industry. And they go running up to the stage as soon as the speaker's off. And I know you've experienced this, Lisa, because you speak on a lot of big stages like I do, right? And there's, you know, you walk off the stage and there's probably 30 people lined up to talk to you there and you can't get to the bathroom or anything, so you know, stay to talk to the lineup. And there's people in the lineup. I've literally had people walk up with a photo album telling me their life story of why I'm going to help them. And it's like the equivalent of you move into a new house and the neighbor walks by and the first thing he says, oh, I love that lawnmower you got. I can't wait to borrow that baby. You know, it's what I affectionately call a premature ask, right? Because people get this notion in their head, this is my one shot. I've got to go ask that influencer to support me, to endorse me, to do something for me.
Right.
And the reality is that lands a little desperate.
Yeah, and I made that mistake when I was years ago when I was doing my writing my book, and somebody encouraged me. They were like, no, call the guy, ask for the endorsement, he'll do it. And I was like, you know, I don't even know this person. And I just felt funny doing it. But I went ahead and did it anyway, and, you know, he was so gracious, he was so kind, but, you know, just looking back on it, it was one of those mistakes that I will always remember and tell people what not to do, but you're right, I'm sure it landed really bad. Instead of saying, hey, why don't you come on my radio show, would love to, you know, I would love to give you publicity, I want to give you something first, or just have a conversation with you about being on my radio show or something of that nature.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's such a great example, right? It, like, that's the equivalent of bringing the neighbors a lasagna or a plate of cookies when you're talking to an influencer, right?
Right.
And, you know, like, Lisa, you're someone I would crawl through glass for because you've done so many wonderful things for me. You know, I would literally come on your show any day of the week. I'd fly to another city for you. You know, we've built such solid relationship between us.
Right, and I would do the same for you. But
thank you.
Yeah.
And you know, the reality of that is, you know, a lot of people don't realize you want to get in relationship with an influencer. So what do? You offer something, right? So this is where a lot of people mistake what their social media and their other platforms are for, right? I really want to stress this. Your social media is not to sell you. You know, let me say that again. Your social media is not to sell you, right? It's to help you build relationship with other influencers, right? So your Facebook, your blog talk radio show, whatever it is that you could be using to generate, you could be offering that to an influencer,
mm-hmm.
right? And this isn't, and I really want to stress this, this is not necessarily a tit-for-tat situation, like, especially if the person that you're trying to build a relationship with is at a significantly different influence level than you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, if you were trying to get in a relationship with Oprah, you'd probably have to work at giving for years before she'd notice you.
Oh, sure. You know, and I've known people that have done that. You know, people who have gone out there and commented on blogs and shared blog articles and for, you know, 10 plus years before they developed a relationship with that high-level influencer.
Yeah, perfect. Like, in a reporter would be another example, right? You want to get your local reporters to notice you.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably, and this is something Sean DePerrin teaches a lot, you know, you're probably going to be sending the reporters news stories and tips and all kinds of stuff. You might be doing that for a year or so before that reporter's like, wow, this person's really great. Joe Smith, we've got to have him on the news sometime,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I really want you to think about, you know, you get in what Sean refers to as a cycle of reciprocity. When you want to build that with an influencer, you know, the most relevant thing to gift them would be influence, right? So the more you can offer to shout them out on your Facebook page or repost their blog articles or interview them or better yet, host an event and have them come speak at the event.
Mm-hmm.
Influencers love that. Those are all things that will put you on the radar of the influencer and get you past the gatekeepers, get you into relationship with them.
Mm-hmm. You know, you alluded to this before, but you talk a lot about authenticity. So how much do you think that authenticity plays into really creating great relationships with influencers?
Oh, authenticity is absolutely the key to this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, here's the thing I really want you to get. So those of you listening, sit up on the edge of your chair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know you can spot a phony a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
People can spot you a mile away when you're phony. Okay. So I really want you to think about this. When you're building a relationship with influencers, pick people you congruently love and admire. You know, I'd come on your show any day of the week, Lisa Minetti, but I turn down at least 6 to 8 interviews a month
mm-hmm.
because they're not people that I could authentically say, I really admire your work and I really love what you do, or they're not people that I would be happy to shout out on my Facebook page or whatever, and I'm not going to promote a show if I don't agree with what that person's teaching, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So you really got to be careful who you pick. There are thousands, probably tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of influential people out there on this planet. You don't need to pick ones that you don't resonate with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, be authentic in, you know, being true to your own heart and really following your passion and doing something that you're congruent with really wanting to give to the world. And B, don't play with people that you don't resonate with, because both of those are huge inauthenticities that will really, really show up and have others not want to play with you.
So that, yeah, those are, that's a gold nugget. That is a gold nugget. So now, how do you get to that Rolodex of top influencers in your industry?
Well, you know, I alluded to it earlier with the exercise that you did. You essentially start routinely working up the list you've got. From the more accessible influencers to the top influencers, right,
mm-hmm.
using the routine habits that influencers use of gifting influence back and forth. And, okay, there's some unspoken rules here. You got to stop, not show up weird. Like, you got to not do the premature ask and things like that, right? There's certain mistakes that you got to avoid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the habits that I teach in my longer advanced courses go into this more deeply.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, you know, a lot of what you're doing is you're simply learning to build relationships one at a time with the people who have influence, and your list is going to grow rapidly, because as influencers start to know and love you, they're going to connect you naturally
mm-hmm.
with other influencers who could help you. So it's just, it's really a matter of, you know, if we were talking, I love using hockey analogies because I'm a Canadian and we all love hockey. But, you know, if we were playing hockey, it's just a matter of learning the skills. How do you be on the rink so that the other NHL players don't think you're an idiot or a badminton player who doesn't belong here?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against badminton. It's just, you know, you got to learn. If you're in a different sport, there's just a different way of being. You need to learn.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the biggest mistake you see people making when they're building relationships with influencers?
You know, I think a really big one that you see is that people don't get that the rule book you could have used when you were doing referral marketing. Like, you know, oh, I need a client who knows someone. Let me refer a client to you. The types of skills that you learned when you were doing that were very valid for when you're doing that, so I'm not dissing those at all. But when you start dealing with influencers, a lot of the things that you would have done there are going to show up as inappropriate and rude when you're dealing with influencers. The biggest example of that, and a lot of it is around influencers highly value their time, mm-hmm. highly, right? Because they're busy people, right? Anyone who's got a following of 100,000 or more is a busy person, so they're not going to have coffee with everyone who shows up, right? So, you know, one of the biggest mistakes I see, people want to get in a relationship with an influencer and they think it's a good idea to offer to buy them a coffee.
Yes.
You know, which is something you would have done if you wanted to meet a new client if you were referral marketing, right? Well, to the influencer, what you're saying is, I'd like an hour of your time for the price of a $5 Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
The influencer's probably sitting there thinking, shoot me now. This person has what they're doing. Please bring the gatekeepers in. Get this guy out of my space,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's common examples like that. It's just a matter of learning that there's a slightly different rule book when you're dealing at the influencer level, and you got to learn that there's a different etiquette here. You don't ask for an influencer's time. If you're asking them to support you, you make the support things they can do in a minute or less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another great example of that is if you want to, if you are have developed a relationship with an influencer, you're now at the point where you can ask them for a favor, and you want an endorsement of something, you pre-write the endorsement for them.
Sure.
You know, at the referral marketing level, that would be considered arrogant. At the influencer level, that's a courtesy because mm-hmm. they're really busy. They might tweak it, but they don't have the time to sit down and think about what they want to write. They're crazy busy. They have 10,000 things coming at them in a day. That's a courtesy of the industry that you would send them something pre-written and all they have to do is tweak.
Right. You know, it's interesting, though, Teresa, what I found is a lot of times people will look at, for some reason, look at the internet as a, you know, they want to quickly develop that relationship over the internet, which really it's no different than if you were to meet somebody at a networking event and then see them again and then see them again and then see them again.
Mm-hmm.
Yet somehow when we are getting online, people automatically want that instant, right? They want that instant relationship, which
mm-hmm.
it just takes time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, relationships just aren't built overnight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, another big mistake people make is that they want instant results.
Right.
You know, we're a very much me-oriented generation, and it's all in the what's in it for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of it is when you start to really honestly think about what you can do to add value to others and add value to the world, and you really start getting in the mindset of, is there something simple I can do to really contribute to this person and let me just quickly do it?
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll consistently start building relationship and growing your influence, and you'll find that it does happen very rapidly, but it won't happen instantly. You've got to let it happen in the organic, natural way that it normally would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another gold nugget, because I think that people do rush to start creating that relationship and then immediately or too soon ask for something. I know that a number of people connect with me, and then the next thing I know, they're asking, you know, for an introduction to somebody, and then an influencer, you know, and then they're asking for another thing, and another thing, and another thing. It's like, okay, now I'm feeling a little used here.
Yeah, I know. I think that's one of the biggest disservices that LinkedIn ever created. Was they created this system where people could ask to be connected to another influencer via someone,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, often I get connections from people I barely know saying,
yeah.
Teresa, you're connected to Janet Atwood or Jack Canfield. Would you forward an introduction for me?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so essentially what they're asking is, can I trade on your influence and I don't know you very well?
Right.
You know, and it just generally doesn't feel good, right? So.
Right.
You know, it's another common example of not really understanding the unspoken etiquette because, you know, you want to build relationship with Jack Canfield or whatever, you know, build relationship with me first so that I can trust that it's okay to recommend you
mm-hmm.
and connect you to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's nothing to hurry up and do, I guess is all I would say, right? It's really important that you just relax and honestly and authentically build relationships one relationship at a time.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've talked about how you can rapidly build a personal reach of over 1 million. So what's the secret to doing that?
Well, you know, one of the smartest things you can do is become a hub of the influencers in your industry. So when you become a central point of connection and they all move through you to connect, now your personal reach is going to grow exponentially.
By the way, I think you're masterful at doing that.
Thank
you.
You
are masterful at doing that.
Thank you.
You walk your talk.
Certainly the Evolutionary Business Council, which I run and that you're one of the leaders in, Lisa, you know, has been a great example of that. And, you know, certainly that wasn't the reason that I created it. You know, it almost created organically of things that we were naturally doing anyway. We had built this huge community, and the community wanted a name, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But really what it comes down to is think about how could you be of high service to the influencers in your industry. You know, maybe it's you become the host of a large conference that brings them all in every year, or maybe you create a conference call once a month that where you invite all the top influencers in your industry to come and attack a certain problem together and have a brainstorm of how they can help each other. Or maybe you create some kind of community or networking group or council where you're the one holding the space for the influencers to come together in some way. You know, it's far better to have a small, warm list where relationships are built one-on-one. And when you look at how top influencers do this, they build each relationship one at a time, and they leverage the trust they have with those other people to build more relationships one-on-one. So, you know, really when you think about it, it's not about you. Mm-hmm. It's about how you serve and care about others, especially the influencers in your industry, if that makes sense.
Yep. What are some other tips that you can recommend to really grow your personal reach?
You know, I think one of the big ones is just find something that resonates with you, especially on the internet, and consistently do it and do it well. You know, I'm rocking it out on Twitter. Mm-hmm. My LinkedIn's only 3,000-4,000 people. You know, and not to say I don't pay attention to LinkedIn, but, you know, everybody has certain things they really resonate with and they know how to do well. So find one or two things that you can do really, really well. If you're somebody who likes to talk and you love interviewing people, do a blog talk radio show or a teleseminar series. Mm-hmm. If you're somebody who loves to write and maybe you're a little bit more on the introverted side, do a blog or consistently post content on a really great Facebook page. But find at least one thing and do it really, really well, because then you've got your portal to be of service to the other influencers in your industry. Mm-hmm. And they will start to notice, I promise you, because as you're consistently reposting content or interviewing other great people in their industry, they're going to consistently start building up warm, affectionate feelings for you, and you'll be able to start connecting them with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, becoming a connector of the influencers is just an awesome strategy and a wonderful, fun thing to do. So, I mean, who doesn't like connecting people, right?
Right. And the interesting thing is, my Success Circle members hear me say this all the time, consistency creates trust, and people do business with people they know, like, and trust. Right?
Absolutely.
And so if you only do it once or twice, it's not going to grow your influence. So how does all of this growing your influence and building a personal reach, how does that translate into money and abundance?
Oh, I love that question. You know, because at the end of the day, right, we all need to stand in abundance, you know. If you look at the exercise that we did at the beginning, you know, I've had a lot of students come back to me 6 months or a year after they've done some of the advanced programs I do online, and they consistently say one thing: oh my God, Teresa, I way underestimated the number I wrote on that piece of paper.
Mm.
Because when you start getting in relationship with influential people, all kinds of avenues open up for you that you couldn't even imagine when you started out. You know, I mean, I'm sure you've experienced this personally, Lisa. Could you have imagined where you'd be right now 8 years ago?
No. In fact, the people that I've been able to interview on my radio show, I mean, Dr. Ivan Meisner and Marcy Shimoff of Happy for No Reason, and Randy Gage, New York Times bestselling authors.
You're being interviewed by people in London and Australia.
Yes!
And, you know, internationally syndicated shows. I heard you on Debbie Dashinger's show.
Yes!
You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff, especially when you're first starting out, you can't imagine it as a possibility for yourself, right?
Yeah, right.
And it's kind of like the kid playing peewee hockey. They can dream about the NHL, but they have trouble imagining what team would actually pick them up. And, you know, they can't imagine themselves sitting in the room signing the contract or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just too big and it's too far away to think about.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is when you learn the skills of the game, and more importantly, when you learn to avoid the mistakes, like,
yeah.
And, you know, there's quite a few of them. There's, you know, there's probably 20 or 30 mistakes that we want to go down the list, like, you know, like not offering to buy an influencer coffee or not doing the premature ask. You know, there's quite a few of them where the influencer is just going to roll their eyes and say, shoot me now, right?
Right.
So when you can learn that stuff, really, this becomes like riding a bike. It's, you know, how many of us could have imagined that riding a bike would be easy before we learned how to do it? I mean, if you can really honestly think back to when you were a little kid, we all thought our parents were crazy,
mm-hmm.
right? Are you kidding? That thing has two wheels. Don't put me on there.
Right.
Right? But when you understand that the influence game is nothing more than what you were naturally born to do here on the planet, which is be of high service to others and build strong, authentic, powerful relationships with others who are of high service to the planet, then it's like, wow, what could be easier than that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people who really care about creating positive things on the planet, helping each other. Wow, that sounds like rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like really, really easy, right?
Right.
So it's really just simply a matter of having the courage to step into it. You know, I love that Marianne Williamson quote, our greatest fear is not that that we are inadequate. Our greatest, I'm trying to remember the actual mm-hmm. quote, but our greatest fear is that we are powerful beyond belief.
Yes.
You know, really, that's what it comes down to. A lot of people have trouble accepting how easy this would be for them and how simple it would be to step in for them. And then they're riding the bike, and they you know, can't even ever imagine. I got a little note from Sarah Godfrey a little while back. She was one of my students, just hit the New York Times bestseller list based on taking one of my courses.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me a little note saying, I couldn't have imagined it would be as simple as it was.
Mm-hmm.
Until I worked with you. And I mm-hmm. thought, wow, what a really cool thing to hear from someone who's worked with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a New York Times bestselling author to boot, right?
Mm-hmm.
She wrote The Hormone Cure, and it's just an amazing book. It's all over the U.S. and Canada now.
And you know, it's amazing. You alluded to this earlier. It's amazing the doors that open for you. And again, by extending your hand first. So my students hear about the cycle of circulation, right? You've got to start that circulation by giving. You know, it's a giving and receiving. And you can't always give and not receive. Same token, you can't always receive and not give, right? You've got that
yeah.
cycle of circulation that starts. And
exactly.
And by being able to give something when you're approaching someone of influence, but not a cup of coffee.
Give them something that's meaningful to them. I think that's the most important point, right?
Yeah.
Because your time is not meaningful to them at this point, right?
Right.
Because there's not anything that you've demonstrated that you can do for them. They only know there's a whole lot that they can do for you, right? At this point, when you've just met them, your relationship with them is very inequitable because
mm-hmm.
you have nothing that in their world is relevant to them that they want, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the question simply becomes, how do I create things that would be relevant to what they want, that would be relevant to what could support them? You know, one of my students, just 4 months after taking one of my advanced programs, became so well connected with people in Southern California that she was given a 40-minute long radio spot on one of the regional talk shows there.
Whoa.
Now, can you imagine having a 40-minute TV talk show about you and your business?
Wow.
What that would do for you in your regional market. You know, so that's the kind of thing, you know, I remember talking to her about it afterwards, and she says, you know, some of these things you just can't even envision them until they happen.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very true. So what can't you envision happening to you is really the question that becomes, because you don't know what influencers you might meet. All you know is, and this I can guarantee you, if you build relationship with the ones who are accessible to you, I can guarantee you they know other influencers that you couldn't even have imagined that
mm-hmm.
they knew.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And that's where the golden Rolodex starts coming into play. Because once they have a really strong and powerful relationship, once they love you, you know, once they're at the level of relationship you and I are at, Lisa, where, you know, I mean, I know you'd crawl through glass for me any day of the week, and I would for you. You know, I would connect you with anyone I met anywhere in the world. You know, and that's really the level that people need to get to for this game to work exquisitely for them. And I, you know, I love calling it a game because it really is fun. You know,
yeah.
It's joyful helping people who help the world.
Well, and you know, there's surprises that happen. I'll never forget, you know, Dr. Ivan Meisner, who is the most generous person that I've gotten to know. And after the show, the radio show, got to know him. And, you know, he promoted the radio show to two other people, asked them to put it on their websites. I mean, it got major traction. Talk about opening doors, you know. I mean, it was major. And it was just, you know, again, I didn't ask for it. It was just something that developed out of the relationship and out of the show. And I'm sure he'll be back on my radio show again in the future. But, you know, it was just that generosity. And, you know, the influencers get it. You know, they get being generous. They get giving. They get that. And that is, I think, a critical component of that you mentioned earlier. That's so important.
Yeah. You know, the thing you'll find once you step into this game is that a lot of influencers already know each other and love each other. Right. So as you start getting to know them, you'll find that all kinds of random wonderful things happen. You know, like I could be, you know, doing an interview with someone, and someone I didn't even expect, but who knows both of us, will suddenly start shouting out and promoting that interview just because they love us both.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and it's so neat to watch that kind of thing happen. So become someone who just enjoys the game of that. You know, become someone. You know, one of the best things you can do, here's a concrete strategy you can do. On Facebook, start getting in the habit of tagging and sharing the posts of big mouths, as Sean would call them, you know, of influential people. So when you see posts of theirs that you like, share them. Not only like them and comment on them, and when you see them doing interviews, share them, like them, comment on them.
Right.
Right? And just start thinking of it as a big game that you're having a lot of fun in, because it is a game and it is fun. And the influencers will start to notice you.
Well, and not only that, you know, if you want shares, if you want people to comment on your stuff, then you need to comment on other people first and share other people's stuff.
Yeah, right? Exactly. It's like expecting someone to talk to you in the hallway at work without you being willing to talk back.
That's a good analogy.
You know, the internet, especially social media, is nothing more than a great big community space. So if you're not willing to talk to your neighbors, you have no right to complain that nobody's friendly to you.
Yeah.
You know, so the best way to meet your neighbors is to go out and be friendly to them, connect with them, celebrate them. The more you celebrate other people, the simpler and easier this will all be, and the funner it will be. Like, I can't stress that enough. I love this game. It really is a riot, you know, seeing who's doing what. And it's like, oh, Farhana's doing an interview with Lisa Minnelli. Oh, my God, I got to shout that one out. And there's nothing in that for me other than the joy of seeing two friends succeed.
Yeah, yeah. And
you
it
know,
and it is fun. It's just
it
fun
really
watching
is.
Other
yeah.
people. And then people will do the same for you. You know, they will do the same for you because it's just natural how the relationship develops. And you know, speaking about generosity and being generous, you also have something very special for my clients, Success Circle members, and I think you have, what is it, Flame to Fame in 30 Days. It's a free ebook, is it?
We have a free 30-day program. They're just very short exercises you can work through daily that, you know, kind of give you the basic skills of the game that help you understand how to play. So the landing page for that is www.wildfireacademy.com/accelerate-associates-free-gift.
And don't worry, I'm going to also give you the link in an email, too. I'll follow up with everybody, but it's Wild Fire Academy, WILD FIRE, F-I-R-E, Academy, academy.com/accelerate, E-X-C-E-L-L-E-R-A-T-E, -associates-free-gift. And you're going to go right in there and what they put their name and email address in.
Yeah. And then what that triggers is that you're going to start getting emails, and we send you one every weekday. We give you the weekends off, and they last a month. And what it's going to be is a quick video that you watch every day. They're like maybe 2 minutes long. And then a really quick little exercise that you would, you know, focus on for that day. And you can continue after that day if you want. But it would just give you like fun ideas of things that you could go out and do that help you get in relationship with influencers and start playing the influence game.
That's awesome. But that's not all. You have something else.
We do. I have one of my advanced programs, and you know, because Lisa, you're one of my best friends, I'm doing this for you. Okay. This is one of my advanced programs, sells for $547, and this is available to your students at $247.
Cool.
If they want to come in the next week, okay. Mm-hmm. And it's called Mastering Influence: How to Grow Massive Reach and Become an Authority in Your Field.
Cool.
So this is weekly exercises that you work through that are really going to get you grounded in what are the habits that high influencers do. We focus on different habits and different mistakes to avoid, and really what is the etiquette of the industry we're in. We're going to go through it one at a time and just make sure that the students really have it. We go deep in this program to really make sure that you're getting the breakthroughs that you need so that it really works for you.
Awesome, and it's a very long URL, so let me give it to you. It's wildfireacademy.com/mastering-influence-for-accelerate-associates. Name of my company, E-X-C-E-L-L-E-R-A-T-E, Associates. So wildfireacademy.com/mastering-influence-for-accelerate-associates. And between mastering influence for accelerate associates are hyphens. So I'll again make sure that I email everybody, but that's where you can learn more information about Mastering Influence program with Teresa. Now, Teresa, before we close, I mean, you've given already so much amazing nuggets that people can use right away. But what are, you know, if there was one thing that people could do when they hang up the phone today about really mastering their influence, what one piece of advice or nugget or even experience or story do you have that would really have a profound effect on them growing their influence?
You know, I would really say it's got to be learn to pass the puck, you know, because mm-hmm. This really is a fun game. And as soon as you learn to not make it all about you and make it about, no, how can I support the team here of other individuals who are all about really creating change and really serving others? You know, when you think about it in any sport, if you look at the top players in any sport, like especially like hockey, Wayne Gretzky's points totals was far higher on assists than it was on personal goals. And it was because he was so exquisite at setting up the play and helping other people succeed that everyone saw him as iconic in the industry. You're never more influential, and I really want you to pay attention here. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you're listening, sit up on the edge of your chair. You're never more influential than when you're giving someone else influence. Mm-hmm. You're never more influential than when you're giving someone else influence. So learn to set other people up for success, and your influence will grow exponentially. Pass the puck, set up the plays for other people, and you'll be amazed what spontaneously comes back at you. It'll blow your mind. I'm not kidding.
Wow, that is amazing advice. I mean, just amazing advice. And you do that so well, and you do it so naturally, Teresa, that, you know, I mean, you did it throughout this program. You were modeling it. You probably don't realize you're doing it anymore, but you literally modeled that whole process throughout this whole session. And, you know, I encourage the Success Circle members, listen to this over, you know, listen to it over and over, because you're going to hear it. You did that throughout the entire program.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and again, it's just second nature to you, but you've just really mastered it. So I can see why your students are so successful in this program.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for coming on today, today's Success Circle members. I know, by the way, if anybody has, well, you know what, we could try to open it. We have, I think, maybe one question. Do you want to take a question, Teresa?
Sure. If we got a real example.
Hang on one second. Let me try to unmute here if anybody has a quick question. So does anybody have a question?
It's a scary thing for a host to do.
I know. Who's
never
got a
question? Someone's running the vacuum.
Yeah, exactly. Who's got a question for Teresa? And then everybody stays silent, right?
I do. This is Tamara. Hi, Teresa.
Oh, is this Tamara Green?
Yes, it is.
Yay! Hello. How are you, my love?
Oh, I'm doing great. And I think you're so wonderful, Teresa.
Oh.
I think, Lisa, you're wonderful, too.
Oh, thank you. Well, what question do you have, Tamara?
My question is, you know, I already have a very, very full life with, you know, kids and husband and a very, very full business, but, of course, I still want to grow my influence in business. But it's just the, you know, wow, it's so busy. It's hard to imagine adding something on. So what would be your advice on that?
Yeah, it can feel heavy sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know for those who are listening that don't know, you know, Tamara's passion is really helping people find their beloved. And she really helps, you know, couples, you know, recapture the love that they have for each other. You know, I love the work she does. You know, and you're already playing the influence game, Tamara, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, find a way to make it fun and weave it in to your normal day, you know, and I'm unashamed about this. People know if they see me on Facebook in the morning, that's me in bed in my house coat. Okay? I love pulling my laptop into bed this morning, and if you Skype me before 7 a.m., you're going to get me in my house coat if I answer, right?
Oh,
and
cool.
It's because that's a way to make it decadent and fun for me, right? I have a chai latte in bed, and I sit there, and for me, it's become like a precious time because my kids aren't up yet, and it's like a quiet time. I can blog or create some memes and go on Facebook or see who's doing what. So what I would say, Tamara, is find a way to weave it into your day in a fun way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're home with your kids, make it a fun activity that you do with your kids. If you're trying to create a meme on Facebook that would promote someone else, let your kids pick out the photo. You know, have them sit at the computer and say, hey, what do you think of this font? What do you think of this? Ask their advice. My kids, you know, they're teenagers now, but through the entire course of the history of development of my business, my kids have been actually very involved in me asking their advice and getting them engaged, because it actually creates an energy in our family that we're all a stand for each other succeeding. And so it's actually created a space that they don't even hesitate to ask me for advice on their stuff because they know I'll take theirs quite readily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Great advice. I love that. Thank you so much.
No,
you don't have to put on the makeup to go on. I like that.
It's all about authenticity, right?
Right.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, Tamara, thank you so much for your question. We are out of time. So, Teresa, again, I just want to just give you a big, big hugs over the phone. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge in the influence area, and so I just so appreciate you. So thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you, everybody, for coming on to the Success Circle. Until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.
Bye.